Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
8:15. Thanks for joining us. Spending your Wednesday with us. And we want to thank Ronald Surpass for always joining us, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
You're used to talking to Tommy, so it's okay. It's like suddenly they switch your spouse on you, and you're like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, but you're easy to spot because you're taller.
A little bit taller than Tommy, yeah. We're now counting down the days. Finally, we're getting to a point where we can actually see the end in sight for the Cantrell administration and the beginning of the Moreno administration. Although, under the Cantrell administration, somehow we saw remarkable crime reduction in the city of New Orleans. And I was thinking, and you don't have to comment politically, but tell me logistically what you think about the fact that we're going from a mayor who was largely absent, uninvolved, fighting battles, and not seemingly a real part of the day-to-day operations, yet we saw a police chief come in and was able to greatly reduce crime in the Crescent City. What happens, do you think, going forward when we have an involved mayor who is going to be goal-oriented and focused on helping this police chief continue the progress we've seen?
Well, I think one thing to say about the Cantrell administration is even before she was engaged in so much misconduct that produced a tremendous amount of distraction in her office, I'm not sure she had a whole lot to do with the police department anyway, just from the word on the street. Secondly, crime waves come and go, and there's oftentimes a lot of truth to that. And then also, chiefs can make a difference, but chiefs by themselves can't make all the difference. They need an active mayor. They need an active public support network through community groups, through relationships with the religious business community, et cetera. So the more of that goes on, the more likely a chief can be successful, and we should hope for that for the incoming mayor and the Chief Kirkpatrick. Whenever you have a circumstance where the mayor can help you kind of work through the political process, which is necessary to the work, you have a better outcome for opportunity for success.
Yeah, I just got to imagine that with kind of like the tush push that the Philadelphia Eagles are so successful with, when everybody, all 11 players are pushing all at once in the same direction, you have amazing results. And I just got to imagine with the incoming mayor, we're going to see far more of that mentality towards the fight against crime and everyone on the same team pushing all in the same direction and all being involved in the play.
Well, I think a good example there isn't just the measure of crime, but I worked for Governor Locke, I worked for Mayor Purcell, and I worked for Mayor Dean. All three of those leaders went through dramatic budget, earth-shattering crises. They never wavered from the all hands on deck to hire police officers. Mayor Landrieu had a different set of circumstances or a different set of perceptions. But when the world went broke in 2008, Mayor Purcell did not say, we're going to stop hiring police. It is the mission of the mayor to support the police in hiring. So one of the key things Mayor Marino might have to consider is the model of Governor Locke, Mayor Purcell, Mayor Dean, who said, I know we got financial problems. I know we have issues that we have to confront that are very significant. But if we let a police department fall from 1,600 people in 2010 to 900 or less in 2025, the chances of any chief being successful is literally cut dramatically because you don't have enough people to get the job done. So that's one thing that the governor and two mayors I worked for, they were crystal clear. Yeah, the dot-com bust, state of Washington is going broke. You're going to hire troopers. You got to get this done. So that might be a good change to have that kind of all on board tush-push for hiring.
Yeah, and we've already seen that Mayor-elect Moreno did in the budget process make sure there is significant overtime money actually in the budget for next year and is being able to prioritize public safety even at a time when the city is going to have a lot of pains budgetarily and there are going to be a lot of programs that don't get funded. It seems like anyway at this point that will be the case. So I guess there is hope that we can see this continued fight against crime and with this police chief vowing to stay on the job and get the job done. I guess we should be optimistic for continued crime reduction. But you pointed out earlier, sometimes there's factors outside of the control of a police chief, a mayor, or anyone else where we see these cyclical changes in crime, regardless of the efforts to fight it.
No, that's always the case. And now that they have a little more clarity on overtime, the police department even has a greater responsibility to deal openly, effectively, and transparently what is going to be more than one really critical report that's been bubbling in the news about the lack of control of overtime in the police department.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Department has a question. So let's see what those reports say from the Louisiana Auditor and the Office of Inspector General, because that will help frame the debate in the mind of the community. Is this money being properly managed? And that's crucially as important as anything else you can do as chief.
We're talking with Ronald Surpass. Historically low crime now in New Orleans. Let's hope it continues. When we come back, now that the consent decree is over, who is going to monitor and can they effectively monitor the NOPD to make sure we continue to see effective constitutional policing and accountability within the police department, even though the Justice Department and a federal judge won't be watching over their shoulder? Let's check in with WWL traffic first. Talking with former NOPD chief, now professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, Ronald Surpass, about crime in the Crescent City. And we want to spend a couple of minutes on now what. With the NOPD transitioning out of the consent decree, what assurances do we have other than a statement from the police chief that there will be strict guardrails in place to make sure that the NOPD is compliant with the Constitution and current practices? What do you expect to see going forward?
Well, we thought about this back in 2010, 11, and 12 when we were putting this together. The only logical and already existing well-staffed unit that has trained investigators, has audit capacity, has trained, experienced auditors, legal advisors, and such, is the Inspector General. There's no question that we knew back then that when the monitors left, and Arony left a 45-page memo to the court when they vacated the consent decree last week, and in the area of civilian monitoring and external audits, he writes what, to me, looks exactly like the job description of the independent of the Inspector General. It's a good thing that the city of New Orleans already has an established Inspector General office that's created a level of trust and confidence in the government and, more importantly, in the community. But here's the key. When the OIG was created, the consent decree wasn't in place yet. The OIG is funded at a certain level with a lot of duties in other agencies to audit, inspect, evaluate, and control audits, which is what they exactly have to do for the police department. They're going to have to get more funding because now that they have this consent decree closed, the only option is to assign all of these duties outlined by Arony in the clear what needs to be done, as outlined by Chief Kirkpatrick last year, what needs to be done. The OIG is the answer, only the OIG. They have the requisite experience, skills, auditing capacity. They are the choice, and that's what we thought about all along, is that it would be the OIG's office. And I hope that's what happens, because then you can continue to see independent external audits and review of what the department's doing to maintain its status. That's the answer.
Yeah, but you make the point that they need more money, and the one thing the city does not have right now is more money.
Well, you can't ask them to do what they've been doing, knowing that one day they're going to have to do this as well, and they should do this as well. And, it's, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's not a tremendous amount of money, I'm sure, but they should do it, and it shouldn't be a matter of money. Somebody's got to do it anyway. Let them do it.
Chief Serpas, we always appreciate your expertise and your insight. We look forward to talking to you next week. I hope that, 2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve, so.
Great times. I hope you have a wonderful holidays.
You too. Enjoy
Merry
the season.
Christmas.
Chief Ronald Serpas here on WWL. Why do people quit jobs? And why don't they? A new report is out on a surprisingly large number of people who want to change jobs, but don't. And I'll tell you why coming up. And I also want to talk to you. 504-260-1870. Do you want to change jobs, and is there something keeping you from doing it? We'll talk about it after this on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.